So John Yazwinski from Father Bill's in Mainspring is joining us today to chat a little bit about how the coronavirus pandemic is impacting the shelters here in Quincy and in Brockton, and ways that you folks can help as well. So John, thanks for spending some time and this new way of communicating that everybody is getting used to. Good to see you.
No, thank you for having me on today. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We hope to help you get the word out to the community that things are tough over there. I know. I saw the information that you sent out regarding your monetary needs and also your pantry needs and shelter needs. So what's going on?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, so I mean, we've been taking precautions for the last couple weeks now, knowing, you know, that with this virus, you know, our population is an at-risk population. You know, Father Bill's place in Quincy, you know, we're averaging about 125 people a night. We cannot, you know, come close to meeting the CDC requirements of the space issues, keeping space, right? Because we have people in overflow. We have 105 beds. We have 20 to 30 people every night just sleeping on the floors. The other thing we've had to do is, you know, of that group, we got over about almost 30 people that are elderly people, and we've got a lot of other people that have compromised immune systems. So that's the two, you know, at-risk groups right now, where if they get the virus, they could need, you know, deep medical attention, and it could be very, very concerning. So we've been very concerned about that. And then we've also struggled with, of course, we really 90% of our meals are covered by groups of volunteers. And of course, a lot of those volunteer groups are concerned of their safety, and we're concerned of our guests and our staff, you know, safety, keeping the distance. So we've kind of temporarily suspended those groups coming in, and which has made it hard. But thankfully, a lot of the groups are continuing to just try to bring food in and deliver it. But again, we're still seeing some major gaps. So, you know, we're having a hard time getting the protective equipment that we need, the disinfectant and cleaning that needs to be done. Also now with all the buildings being closed, you know, really we are a nighttime shelter. We're allowing the guests now to stay in the buildings during the day. But then that makes it very challenging because we're adding more staffing, even though now we could have some staff shortages if they start to get the virus too. So yeah, I know, Joe, I've been in this mission now for over 23 years, and I think, you know, the next couple of weeks and months could be the most challenging time this mission has ever had. You know, so we've been just trying to, you know, nobody has the playbook on this, and we're just doing our best to take care of really a very vulnerable group of people.
Yeah. Have you had to turn anybody away, John, because they have been sick?
Yeah. So we are doing pre-screenings. Thankfully we have our healthcare partners. You know, we got Healthcare for the Homeless that has a clinic at Father Bill's place. Brockton Inwood Health is in our Brockton shelter. And we're pre-screening people before they come in, asking them the four or five key questions that everybody's asking anybody that's going into a medical setting. So if somebody has a fever, if somebody's showing those symptoms, we're getting them back into urgent care or the emergency rooms. And we've had several people be tested that are showing the signs, and we're saying to the hospitals, we can't let them back in. And so what we've been really pushing to say is that we need quarantine sites. We need isolation sites, not just for the homeless, for any group homes, nursing homes, residential places that have a lot of congregate people, that if we bring somebody in that is contagious or waiting for that, it could just spread very quickly because we cannot safely practice that safe distancing. Like, so when people right now can say we have a home and their doctor says self-quarantine, the homeless can't self-quarantine. Right. So we've had to say to people in the hospitals, please keep them in a quarantine setting in the emergency rooms because we just don't have those options right now.
Yeah. Of course, you know, of course the healthcare industry is stressed itself, and they're having a hard time as well. So there's stressors going on all over the place. What are you asking folks to do to help right now?
Yeah, I mean, one of our biggest things is, you know, we're expecting, you know, we're doing even though we canceled our community lunches, we're doing matinees for everybody that needs it at Father Bill's, even though we have the volunteer workforce. So if people can make us bag lunches and drop them off, you know, at Father Bill's place, you can call us. We'll set it up. People don't even have to come in the building. We'll come out and grab them for you. You know, so that's really key is food. Okay. You know, if people can, you know, we're expecting between all the supplies, you know, that we need, the extra food costs, the cost of our staffing, you know, it could be up over $100,000 a month of new costs that we're dealing with as an agency. So if people have some, you know, can make a donation financially, we really appreciate it going through this crisis. We're trying to work with the federal state government to know, you know, would we get any of the relief that they're talking about? Would we get, you know, we're putting a lot of money out front, but yeah, so those are some of the things that we're looking for. Disinfectant, Clorox wipes, you know, but everybody needs those things, as we know, latex gloves and those basics. But right now, I think the real emergency is making sure we can feed everybody.
Okay, so $125,000 per month that you think you're going to need in extra overages.
Yes.
Wow. And of course, this is coming at a time when the shelter itself is looking to go through an upheaval and move your Quincy location, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, we've been working with the city of Quincy as they're looking to build a municipal headquarters. You know, they're the Father Bill shelter site is a city building, so they're looking to ask us to relocate. It's in the middle of pre-development, trying to figure out how we can be part of that development at the same time. So right now, the whole thing is on deck just to see what we can do to kind of survive this. It's operational. I think that's our model right now. We're going to do the best we can do as long as we can do it.
Yeah. Have you seen more folks seeking help from Father Bill's since this all started?
No. I mean, I think what we're concerned about is knowing the amount of people that are losing their jobs, the amount of people that are one paycheck away, and we don't get and help out these evictions, you know, that are coming, or helping, you know, a lot of the service industry people that we know aren't getting paid right now. Are we going to see a surge, right? Are we going to see an increase right now? I mean, we're getting into the warmer months. Usually our census goes down. It's not going down, but thankfully we haven't seen an increase just yet, but I think we're very early on. I think our concern is how can we, where all best practices is to depopulate your buildings to get more sites on the ground, really asking the state and NEMA, you know, the Massachusetts Medical Emergency Groups, to really help us and create some regional sites that we can all be a part of and help fund, help resource, help staff. But we need to really think a lot bigger at this point, not just about the homeless, but a lot of people that might need it. I was in a meeting the other day with state officials and local mayors, and they're thinking of their first responders. First responders are getting sick over this, and they don't want to go home to their family. We need quarantine sites, not just for the homeless, but we got to think about a lot of different other groups.
Sure. How are schools being closed impacting you there, Father Bill's, and are you concerned about that going forward?
You know, our concern is we shelter 130 families a night throughout the South Shore, and knowing that, you know, again, for us, it's not necessarily about the schools, it's more about the kids and their needs and a lot of the adults and how do we support them. A lot of our parents are, you know, working service industry jobs and losing their jobs. A lot of people we put into housing. So again, I think it just goes back to, you know, trying to deal with the people. And a lot of people have a lot of anxiety over this. We have a high percentage of people that struggle with mental health issues, you know, and stuff. So we've got a lot of behavior issues, people concerned, even if they're in the shelter or if they're feeling like I could end up there. A lot of calls just coming in, just people very concerned.
Yeah. In terms of isolation areas, John, what, you know, what thoughts do you have? Are you thinking maybe hotels or some of the school buildings that aren't being used right now, things like that, perhaps?
So we've been actually having a really positive. So one of our thoughts is if we could look at old, you know, field houses, some of the college dorms that would be good for isolation, you know. Mm-hmm. So we've had some outreach into Eastern Nazarene college who's talked to, who we're trying to connect it with them with the state. So it could be a good site at a local level. We're looking at field houses, you know, at community colleges that are shut down in colleges. Do we have some, you know, armories that could come up and be options? Even hotels, you know, the hotel industry probably taking a hit. Could this be an option for all of us? These are all ideas and things that we've sent up to the governor's command center to say, hey, let's look at all of these things. We think some of those things are going to start to get implemented in the next couple of weeks. The problem is we need to do it now. Yeah. We need to open up places now. I will say that I'm very excited. We, at a local level, we just had a really nice visit to with the South Shore Y, as the South Shore Y is not open right now. And is right. there something that we could do together, knowing it's the proximity near Father Bill's place, especially for our vulnerable people? So if there's something like that, that could be hopefully moving forward. But over just the last 48 hours, the mayor of Quincy and his team have really been stepping up to say, let's figure this out at a local level. Let's then we'll go to the state and say, hey, help us. And so I'm really appreciative right now of positive conversations that we're having, you know, with Gannett Health, you know, if it's the city and the mayor, if it's with Y, if it's with Eastern Nazarene, people are coming together and trying to figure this out, which is good. Hopefully we'll have some options really quickly.
Okay, but again, on an individual basis, folks can help immediately by food donations, personal hygiene items, and then monetary donations, right?
Absolutely. Really, really would appreciate it right now. We're in a tough spot.
Okay, and anything else, John? What are some good ways for them to get those donations to you, either physically or electronically?
Yeah, no, I mean, people can go to our website at helpfbms.org and, you know, and work through there, and you can give online. We've been getting a lot of online support, which is great. You can go to our website and go to our social media. It has the wish lists on our social media and on our websites. And people can just call our shelter, 770-3314, and can arrange a delivery right to 38 Broad Street, and we'll come out and pick it up. So, you know, we just got a call from our Bella right now and said, hey, we're closing our cafe. We have all this extra food. We said, we'll bring it, come out, we'll pick it up. So we're making people, trying to make our volunteers or any people feel comfortable not having to come into the building. We also want to protect our population, because in all honesty, thankfully, you know, we've had a lot of people tested. We're waiting for those results, but the homeless population isn't one of the groups that was traveling, going to conferences.
Right.
It's not the group. What we're concerned about, that first or second case of positive, just because of the environment, could really be a tough go.
Yeah. What are you hearing from, you know, your colleagues across the state at other shelters? Are they experiencing the same situation?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what we're seeing is Boston is built, put up tents mm-hmm. that, with heaters that they're quarantining people in. You know, Worcester, the city there is looking at opening up a building as soon as possible. We have a winter shelter program in the churches in Plymouth. We're working with them because it closes next week. What can we do for the people down there in hotels or what? I think everybody's really just waiting for the state because mm-hmm. We're in good communication with them to say what is your game plan? Because we know they have it. We just need to know it so we can know how to help out, to know regionally what we can do. But everybody, I've been on so many calls to know that everybody is struggling. The problem is if you go open up a shelter right now, there isn't enough supplies, right? Mm-hmm. Like the hospitals don't have enough supplies, let alone if we're starting to open up more shelter sites to depopulate people. Right. Will we have enough food? Will we have enough, you know, cleaning supplies? Will we have enough beds? It's those things, the protective kit, you know, gear that you need.
Yeah. For food, what are you doing right now at the Quincy shelter in terms of lunches and dinners?
Yeah. I mean, again, we've been, you know, we're trying to do a hot dinner. We've been really relying on the Boston Food Bank, and mm-hmm. we've been buying a lot of extra food and just okay. having it ready. And that's where that money comes from, you know, between the family shelters and the two individual shelters. Yep. You can see how quickly it adds up when you're feeding, you know, over 300 individuals, 130 families. That's where the 100,000 starts to really be impactful. So we've had to buy a lot of food. We had to buy a lot of supplies the last couple of weeks. We have started to see the donations start to come in right now. So at least we can continually try to give people three meals a day at least.
Okay, and I'm assuming supermarket gift cards would be helpful, or Walmart,
absolutely,
or Amazon.
Absolutely, yeah. People would rather give us that. We would welcome it, especially because we have a lot of families. We have a lot of people in our housing that might be in need also.
Sure. Are you thinking maybe tents in Quincy, John, for isolation if need be? No.
I'm not. I think right now we're trying to work on getting a large location that we could depopulate and get some of the higher risk, like our elders, out.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that we can really start working with the state on other options for isolation and quarantining.
Okay.
I'd rather not do it, you know, in tents, I guess. But, you know, if the options aren't there fairly soon, I think we want to really work with our you know, we're working with South Shore Hospital, mm-hmm. we're working with Manit Healthcare for the homeless. You know, we've got to just work with our partners, as they're also the ones that are quarantining right now anybody that we have some shared customers about.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else, John, that we should get out to the public to let them know about right now?
You know, just to know that, you know, this is going to not just end in a couple of weeks, especially for our population. And, you know, just to know we continually need people's support. Also let people know, you know, we're still hiring because of this crisis. And, you know, so our support staff started paying $14. But we're doing a pay differential up to $19 during this crisis. Oh. So if there are people out there that would want to come in and learn more, we have postings out there on our website, in Indeed, or they can go on our website. We are looking to hire tech workers full-time and part-time people. So you know, when we go back to that restaurant in a couple of months, hopefully, and get my job back or I'm on furlough, there's opportunities at Father Bill's in Mainspring right now.
Okay. Very good. We'll get that out for you. And if we can be of any further assistance to get information out to the public, please call on us, John. We'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Probably in a couple of days, we'll have a little bit more information about some of the potential irons in the fire of establishing some other alternative sites in the greater Quincy, South Shore area. So maybe we can keep you abreast of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Reach out. I'll try and stay in touch as well, and we'll keep the message flowing.
All right, Joe. Well, thank you again for getting this out there, and I hope you guys all stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. Same to you and yours. And we'll get through it together, John. Thanks again.
All right. God bless. Take care. Okay, thanks.
Bye.